My name is Dave Powell, and it is my joy and privilege today to celebrate Helen's life with you and to, on behalf of her family and friends. Well, Helen Ray Slagle Hedgepeth was born on May 23rd, 1933 in Telephone, Texas. Not many of you probably know where that is. To William Pinckney and Letha Loreen Slagle, or as their grandchildren call them, Renee and Pink. Helen graduated from Bonham High School in 1950 and from Texas Tech University in 1955, and many of her fellow classmates were men who had returned from the war, eager to get their degrees and get on with their lives, courtesy of the GI Bill. Helen was a teacher for 30 years, teaching mainly second, third, and fifth grade students in Lubbock and Amherst, Texas, Hobbs, New Mexico, ultimately Rawls, Texas. One of those second graders in Rawls was a little girl named Gigi, who would one day be Helen's private caregiver. But even then, Helen would still be correcting Gigi's grammar. Right, Gigi? Helen attended Emma Church of Christ in Rawls for many years, and then here at Vandalia Church of Christ when she moved to Lubbock. And she was also a member of the Daughters of the American Revolution. Loved one include daughters, Becky Stevens, Patty Hedgepeth Garcia, and husband Gilbert. Grandchildren, Stephanie Rector, and husband Jonathan, and Ben Stevens and wife Keely. Great-grandchildren, Shelby, Chris, Roan, Finley, Oliver, and Ranger. Born just last November. Right, Ben? In February 2013, yes, Doug, I am going to tell this story, Helen was diagnosed with lung cancer. And at that time, she prayed she would live to see her 80th birthday that May. That was her prayer. Instead, she lived for another 7 years, as Doug has said. And while there were many difficult days in those 7 years, she lived them to the fullest. And as she had the rest of her life, right, until she passed from this life on March the 2nd, 2020. Yeah, that's right, 2020. Well, as you'll hear more, that full life included an intense curiosity about everything and everybody. And when I first started meeting with Helen, she had recently purchased a new kind of washing machine. Remember that? And it bothered her that she didn't know how it worked. Dave, how can I turn it on and I'm going to watch it go? I don't know. She was always asking me to look something up on that magic phone of yours. Never mind, she had her own phone and computer and Alexa and an iPad, but it was more fun to ask me to look it up for her. She always wanted to know more. She became especially interested in English afternoon tea and all the trappings, going so far as traveling to London to observe it in person and have tea at the Ritz Hotel, right? Ritz Hotel. Her house was decorated in teapots. Didn't take you long to figure out she loved tea. And teacups, and she threw tea parties for her friends at Crown Point. That was really great. When she was at Crown Point, she decided to throw a full tea party for her lady friends there. Helen's favorite children's book was Make Way for Ducklings, about Mrs. Mallard, who was sure that the pond in the Boston Public Gardens would be a perfect place for her and her 8 ducklings to live. Well, Helen traveled to Boston to visit the public gardens in person and bought a painting of the river and the bridge that were the setting for the story, which hung over her fireplace. Helen's favorite restaurant was Red Lobster, and while she was in Boston, she was served lobster still in its shell, which was a new experience. And after several frustrating minutes, the manager finally approached her and asked if she needed help. She could laugh about it later, but I don't think she ever tried that again, did she? No. Helen canceled our Sunday afternoon visit 1 week, and the next week I asked her if she'd been recovering from chemo. Nope, she'd gone to Hawaii with Patty and Gilbert and hung out at the beach, came back with sea turtles. She fell in love with sea turtles while she was there. Helen loved the movie Star Wars. Well, that goes back to the time she and her friend Estrella decorated the church building in Rawls with a Star Wars theme for the senior banquet. Helen saw all the Star Wars movie, including the one that came out just a few weeks ago, right? The very last one. Helen loved horses and faithfully watched the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness Stakes, and the Belmont Stakes, and 1 year she threw a Preakness party, complete with the right decorations, Thank you, Patty. And menu and hats for all the ladies to wear. You should have seen those ladies in their hats. Helen loved to shop, whether at her favorite stores, on the QVC shopping network, or from those mountains of catalogs she received. Passed many happy hours looking through catalogs. She liked TV commercials. Again, I think she just didn't want to miss anything. You turn to mute the commercials, you'll miss something, right? And she liked the Taco Bell Chihuahua, right? And she had a framed picture of the Geico Gecko. So who did that for her? Is somebody going to fess up? She had a framed picture. Was that you? The Geico Gecko. Speaking of Chihuahuas, and I haven't talked to the family about this story. She had once had a dog, Chihuahua, named Pedro, right? She had a dog named Pedro, and she was a single mom at that point, and Pedro slept with her. Well, the trouble was that little Chihuahua snored. And sometime during the night, Helen would say, "Pedro, roll over." And she still got tickled thinking about what someone passing by her open window would have thought. Oh, me. Pedro, roll over. Last Christmas, just a couple of months ago, the daughter of one of Helen's friends at Crown Point bought matching pajamas for everyone at her table. And they had great fun decorating cookies together and enjoying a visit from Santa Claus. The fun never ended with her. Right? On the serious side, Helen was a woman of great faith and service. She attended a gospel meeting in the summer of 1946 when she was barely a teenager and was baptized into Christ by Brother Farmer. When Helen became a teacher, she lived her life of faith as she served her students. And this is one of my favorite stories of her teaching days. When she was ready to return to teaching after Patty was born, she walked into the administrative office and said, her exact words, "With whom should I speak about being a substitute teacher?" Have you heard her tell that? "With whom should I speak?" And that, a man emerged from his office down the hall, held out his arms and said, "Right here." And that's about the most demonstrative I ever saw her, was when she was telling that story. "Right here." The man needed a teacher for what he called, in those days of school segregation, the colored school. And Helen was dismayed to find that the second graders in her class did not have pencils. So she bought some for them. Worse yet, they didn't know how to read by the second grade. So that became her goal. And years later, students from those classes returned to thank her for teaching them to read. Love that story. Helen was a student herself, a lifelong student. And for years she attended Bible study fellowship. Where's Debbie? For years she attended the Bible study fellowship, which entailed many hours of intensive Bible study, right? She loved Pastor David Jeremiah and read all his books, listened to him on CDs, and watched his TV shows. Many times when I go to visit her, David Jeremiah would be playing on the iPad even at the very end. And Helen was a woman of prayer. A year ago this month, Helen's daughter, Patty, was struck with Guillain-Barré syndrome. Did we ever figure out how to say that? GBS, Guillain-Barré. And it was really scary because all of a sudden Patty couldn't walk, she couldn't talk, she couldn't move, and went to the hospital. And Helen desperately wanted to go to Dallas to be with her daughter, but she was physically unable. So what'd she do? She spent her days and nights praying. We were talking at lunch, and lots of people say, "Well, I guess there's nothing left to do but pray." No, praying is the first thing you do, and that's what she believed. And she desperately wanted to know that Patty was okay. And 11 days later, right? 11 days later, they finally got to speak to one another. And thanks to an Amazon Echo show on each end, purchased only weeks before, Helen and Patty could both see and speak to one another and care for one another. Now, Helen was the caregiver and Patty was the patient. Amazing. Helen was keenly interested in passing on this faith in Christ to her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren. Well, I first started meeting with Helen in August of 2013, 6 months after the diagnosis, on Sunday afternoons to bring her the morning's church bulletin and share communion and prayer with her. And that very first Sunday, she told me what songs to sing. So we've done Blessed Assurance. But the other one was, "This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through." And I sang it off and on throughout our relationship to her. And last Monday, as friends and family gathered around her bed to say goodbye, I was asked to sing it one more time. "The angels beckon me from heaven's open door." You notice there were angels in Blessed Assurance too. "The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore." And minutes later, we all watched her walk through that open door, didn't we? And now she waits for us on the other side. What a woman. What an example of faith and hope for all of us. Now I'd like to share some memories and tributes from her family and friends. Her friend Bobby Brock, was he the one that just left in the ambulance? Pray for Bobby. Bobby writes this, "In August or September of 1975, Patty and I talked Helen Ray." I never heard of anybody, does he always called her Helen Ray? "Helen Ray into letting us go to the Plainview Air Show on a Sunday. I think it was Patty's first airplane ride in a small airplane. I had just got my pilot's license. When we got back to the church in Rawls, Texas that evening, Helen Ray let out a huge sigh of relief." I imagine so. "Goodbye, Helen Ray. It has been a pleasure knowing you." And I got this note from Phyllis Menendez, who was Helen's co-teacher in Rawls, Texas. "Thank you for letting me know about my dear Helen. She was a great mentor, friend, and sister. She always had wise things to say when she was in our Next to Heaven Bible class." And I'd forgotten that this class, this little class back there, was called the Next to Heaven Bible class. Okay, now Patty's is on here. Hey, it worked. "Mother and Bert found me a house to rent while I was going to law school. The landlady was a pain the entire time I lived there, blaming me for the clogged main drain, and that when they were finally forced to have it repaired, was collapsed due to the invasion of tree roots. When we were moving out, we had the landlady come by the house for the final check to make sure we would get our deposit back. Even though the house had been thoroughly cleaned, the landlady was blaming us for everything that was wrong with the house when we moved in, including the fact that grass was not growing under the large oak tree in her front yard. I called Mother to come over since she was there when the house was originally rented. And when Mother pulled up, she blocked the landlady's car in the driveway." I don't mess with the mother. Don't do that. "After a somewhat heated discussion about the deposit, the landlady said she was done with the conversation and Mother needed to move her car. But Mother was not having it. She was adamant that she was not going to move her car, and they were still talking. The landlady went so far as to say that she was going to call the police. But Mother was still not budging. I finally had to talk Mother down to get her to move the car. But we got the deposit back." yeah, don't mess with... She might look sweet, but hey. This one is from Debbie. "The Lord knew what he was doing when he moved Helen across the street from my family. Jeremiah 21:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. It has been a pleasure, honor, and wonderful having Helen and her family as my neighbors. I count it a blessing to have been able to serve Helen for those 10 years. She not only taught me a lot, but she was my best friend. We had a lot of good times talking and just being together. We learned a lot together about God's word, which I enjoyed a lot. We also learned how to operate electronic devices after we called Patty for help how to run them. Helen talked a lot about her family, and she loved each one of them dearly, and y'all know that. She always enjoyed when you all visited or called her. I will miss her a lot. I know where she is with Jesus, the best place to be. She will be there waiting patiently for each one of her family members and friends. I loved her very much and her family, which became part of my family, especially Patty and Gilbert. Your mom will always have a special place in my heart. Debbie Seibert. And this one, now the hard ones. This one is from granddaughter Stephanie. Dear Gamu, and there's a story behind why she was called Gamu. Dear Gamu, it has been a whirlwind of a week, and I must say that this all still feels like a dream. At any time, I expect to get a voicemail saying, Stephanie, this is Gamu. I have a question. Would you please call me back? I guess I wasn't the only one she was asking questions to. No. Oh, and how can we have a Christmas without you reminding us to first shake our gifts, then make a guess at its contents before opening it? When will I laugh again at how witty and funny you are? When will you ask us to attend one of your super cool parties, maybe another derby party, or just a dinner at Red Lobster, or the lobster, as you called it? Or hear about something super sweet you are doing for your daughters and your great-grandkids or your friends? I am struggling with the sadness of knowing none of this can ever happen again, and the happiness of knowing that you are celebrating in heaven with a joy that we cannot fathom. And I know that you are in heaven because I have seen that you know our God, and I know that you have accepted his Son as your Savior. I have seen this in your words and your actions. You have been such an incredible mentor in my life. Do you remember the Life Application Study Bible you gave me for graduation? It's funny, at the time I was really disappointed with that gift. At the time I wasn't trying to have a relationship with God and could have really used a new outfit and some cold hard cash. Do you remember all the David Jeremiah books, books on tape, etc., lying around the house? All the Bibles? Or how many times you invited us to church? Or how crazy I thought you were for going to church? All the time. I deeply regret not telling you thank you when you were here. I am in a relationship with Christ now, and when I look back at all the bricks God placed for me to get there, I see you putting them on that foundation and cementing them in. Whew. Okay. Grandson, Ben Stevens. Dear Gamu, life takes us many places, some good and some bad. No matter where life took me, I could always count on you to bring me back to a good place. You had a place for me in your heart and your home. Back as far as I can remember, you always had me in your thoughts. I remember as a child when Stephanie and I would come to see you and you would always have a candy dish full of our favorite candies. You would always have games for us to play. You would always make conversation with us and made sure we felt welcome. I always, even as an adult, look forward to holidays with you. They were always filled with tons of family, warmth, and love. I always enjoyed sitting back and watching everyone, especially you. You always took such joy in everyone being around you. You would always light up and take such joy with us all there. Christmas was one of my favorite memories. I remember before anyone could open the present. Y'all had similar memories. I remember before anyone could open any gifts, we had to guess what was inside. You loved the guesses we made, and even more, you loved the surprises on our faces when we opened them. Even as an adult, when we started Chinese Christmas, we stuck to tradition. Tradition is the thing that kept me grounded. I can never think of a time that you weren't there for me. When I was 35 years old, you literally drove me to the doctor just to make sure I went and that I was taking care of myself. You were always looking out for me. I was always told by my mom that when I was in child, you and Renee, yeah, that's the grandmother, you and Renee stopped smoking just for me because of my asthma. That's awesome. There are so many great and wonderful memories that recounting each one would take a lifetime. I'm not sure that you ever realized how much you meant to me. I know I told you thank you, but I'm not sure that I ever told you how much you really meant to me or just how much you influenced my life. If not for your influences, I would not be the person I am today. I would not know how to lead my family to Jesus. I would not have finished college. Thanks to your traditions, I know how to be a part of a family, and I know how to lead a family. You taught me always to look my best. To this day, I can't remember a time you did not look your best. You took such pride in everything. You have given me a lifetime of great memories and stories that I can pass on to my children. Good. Because of you, the world was and is a better place. Thank you for everything, Gamu. You will be missed and never forgotten. I will always love you. You will always be in my heart, Benjamin. Good job, guys.